Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon to you, Mr. Gumede.
Good afternoon, my elder. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you doing, man?
I'm good. Really enjoying the long weekend.
Yes, man. Are you having a relaxed one?
Yes. Found more time to spend with the family. So
yes,
appreciating that.
Oh, fantastic, man. Because it's back to work tomorrow, so we got to make sure that we take advantage of this rest.
100%.
Now, we recently identified the last day Christians as those who keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. This is according to the last lesson, I think last week. Now, in today's lesson, we want to look at the characteristics of the last day Christians. What are these characteristics that set apart Christ's chosen people in the last day? Are there any specific characteristics?
Yeah, no, thanks, my elder. So, There are seven characteristics that the lesson points us to.
Mm-hmm.
And I think maybe before going into it, just maybe as a recap, surely mm-hmm. this was covered previously, to say, if we are talking about the last days, and someone may ask, okay, how do we know that it's the last days,
mm-hmm.
First and foremost? Because I think that kind of gives some sort of context, and I think it makes the characteristics then stand out when we kind of understand the times we are living in. And so I think the one chapter in the Bible for me personally that summarizes and gives good evidence that we are living in the last days is the book of Matthew chapter 24,
mm-hmm.
where Jesus explains what would be happening in the last days. And when you read those verses, you see there are quite a number of things that Jesus points out, things like wars, rumors of wars, incurable diseases, love will wax cold, all those kinds of things. And I think us living this time, during this time, for instance, we know right now as we speak.
Are we in the last days?
Yeah. So that's what I was saying. Let's start there.
Okay.
Right?
All right.
And because even in the Bible, as you're asking the question, I'm reminded of, there's a verse that says, it was said that he was going to come soon. And that was written more than 2000 years ago.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And, even the our forefathers also expected that Jesus was going to come soon. So what you get from the book of Matthew chapter 24 are certain characteristics, and what I like, not characteristics, but certain events, rather, that Jesus points out to, as I was mentioning, wars, incurable diseases, for instance. And someone may say, hey, but there's been wars. There have been wars previously. There have been incurable diseases.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a study I came across a couple of years ago, and there's a verse there, I think it's verse 8, where Jesus says, now, the last days, for us to be able to identify the fact that it is the last days, false prophets, is another one that comes to mind, is that the magnitude of the event will be similar to a lady that is about to give birth when she's having those contractions.
Mm.
So this study, for instance, maybe it's a separate conversation you can have,
mm-hmm.
then shows that when you look at, for instance, the size of the earthquakes that used to happen historically compared to now, the magnitude is bigger. When you look at the impact, for instance, of the incurable diseases that we are going through, case in point, looking at COVID-19 mm-hmm. as an example, we've never had an epidemic that was as big as the size of COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, those are some big examples, for instance, that we can point out to and say, yes, these are some of the things that Jesus mentioned to his disciples. And the magnitude of these things mm-hmm. actually demonstrates that they are much more bigger than what we are used to. So for that reason, I'm confident that we can clearly say we are living in the last days.
So the last days then, because I just want to, because, the people refer to these things differently. Would it then mean we are in the time of the end? Is that what it means? Or we are at the end of the time? Is it the same thing?
Yeah, because there could be different schools of thought, and maybe not necessarily contradicting each other, but maybe one symbolizing a particular view. All we know, for instance, is that Jesus used these examples to point that his return was imminent. So whether it is the last days or times of the end or end times, I'm not sure. All if we take the Bible as clear and simple as it is, when Jesus was asked by the disciples, "What will we see that will indicate to us that your soon coming is near?" Jesus gave them the examples found in Matthew chapter 24.
So we could, according to what you're defining, say that we are living in the time of the end, basically.
100%, 100%.
Okay. Now, can a person think that they are part of God's church and actually not be?
So what I also something that's not in the lesson, and what I personally also like to share, to say when the Bible, so the chapters of context, for instance, are Revelation 12, 14, and 19, where, for instance, we get this identity of the church. And the point that I want to emphasize is the church that is spoken about in the Bible, it's not a particular building, and it's also not a particular denomination,
So it's not the
right?
Seventh-day Adventist Church.
It doesn't say that in the Bible, right?
So hang on. So God's church is not the Seventh-day Adventist Church,
So I think
according to the definition of the Bible, as you say.
for instance, maybe a better way to put it
Okay.
is that God's church are those people that show the characteristics listed in the Bible. Because I think what tends to happen, a funny thing happened, by the way, in our Bible class a couple of months ago, that we have a sister who comes from another denomination, and for instance, we identify ourselves as Seventh-day Adventists. We call ourselves the remnant, entirely, and when she joined, she said, "Guess what? Nami, where I come from, we call ourselves as the remnant, as the Church of God." So I think the point I'm trying to get to is sometimes you get to this feeling or this notion that you get sometimes when we speak, that when we then use those identifiers, it makes it seem as if we are superior than others. And we go out with an attitude. It's, in fact, listen also to this language. When we speak about people who are not Adventists, we say abantu bangaphandle, people of the outside. It means nothing to someone else, but the Jesus that we spoke, that we actually read about in the Bible. Funny enough, my son's lesson made me realize something. The previous week, it was talking about the scene where Jesus was washed feet by Mary when he was called into, forgetting the guy's name's house, right? And this week it's talking about a small house where the four friends were bringing in the friend who was sick through the roof. And what I'm identifying as Jesus is that he goes to a big house. He's relevant for people who live in big houses, and is also relevant for people who live in small houses. So meaning that the Jesus that we serve is a Jesus that is accommodative and relevant for everyone, that should not be limited to a particular denomination. We cannot limit him. And I think for me, that's that the point I was trying to make was through that, to say these characteristics that we read about in the book of Revelation, and also other books of the Bible, other people who may not be part of the Seventh-day Adventist Church could be displaying these
I
characteristics as
see.
well. And so I think that's the point that we should. And again, in John chapter 10, Jesus speaks about the fact that I know my sheep know me and they know my voice. And then he says, other sheep I have that are not in the fold. It can therefore be also be argued, what is the fold, right?
So, in fact, I want to come to that, because you are defining it as you know, the characteristics of those who are keeping the commandments, etc., etc., and defining them as part of God's church. Now, how does one know then? I mean, we've got a plethora of churches in South Africa, for instance, it upward of 300,000 churches around. How can then a person know for sure that they are part of a particular church that is a church of God according to the Christ? How do they? So they come to their Seventh-day Adventist church, for instance, and they look at it, and they go out and they go to maybe another church, Methodist or whoever it is, Presbyterian, Catholic, whatever it is, and they how do they then determine? Because if we're looking at the characteristics of the people, and you're saying that we may find them in other places as well, it makes it all the more confusing. How do we then determine that?
Yeah. So I think your question is good, my elder, because it takes us back then to these seven characteristics.
Okay.
You know, and I think, you know, it can also help someone who is trying to find out, am I in the right church? And so the first one specifically in Revelation 12 verse 17, it says one of the characteristics is that it is the church it's those that have the testimony of Jesus Christ.
Okay.
And when I was trying to read about this, the simplest way when you summarize what's written in the Bible, is that it's a thing that actually came, an understanding and appreciation that came when I read the book Desire of Ages by Ellen White, that when someone has a testimony, it's someone that is that has gone through a particular experience. It's someone that has had a relationship or exposure to Christ. And therefore, this concept of Jehovah's Witnesses, and that is actually the wording that Ellen White uses in that book to say, once you've had an experience with Jesus, you know, someone who witnessed a murder compared to someone who heard about it, the one person whose testimony will hold in the court of law is the one that was an eyewitness, for instance. So meaning that those that are, that have this characteristic, it's those who demonstrate through the way they live their lives that they've been with Jesus Christ. So that's the testimony. And then the second one is keep the faith of Jesus Christ. This characteristic actually shows, for instance, that we need to trust in God the way Jesus trusted in God. Imagine even giving and surrendering your life, you know, and even remembering the time where Jesus said, Lord, may this cup pass from me, but not that my will, but your will be done. To say, trusting God even to the point of giving our all, that is the faith of Jesus Christ that the Bible speaks about. And keeping the faith of Jesus Christ, you know, it's the people who have discovered that the great teachings of the Bible, when applied to daily living, produce a dynamic Christian life. So it is this thing of emulating how Jesus lived. This is a crucial one. The next one is they keep the commandments of God.
Okay.
You know, so there's a bigger conversation that we can have on this piece, because there are 10 commandments that we read about in the book of Exodus chapter 20. And if, for instance, we can just use this one characteristic, one can then ask themselves, where am I in life? Which people do I associate with? Do these people keep all the commandments or they keep some? Because the book of James is chapter 1 and chapter 2 that says that if you break even one of the commandments, you are the same as having broken all of them. So the one major characteristic of the last day Christians or the last day church are those people that keep all the commandments of God. They share the message of the everlasting gospel. This is another characteristic. One that, in my observation these days, you know, back in the day we were known as people who know the word. you know, and we're also known as people who don't eat meat, you know. So these days, I'm not sure what we are known for, to be honest, because one of the things that really sets us apart, we really engaged in Bible study and we shared the good news with other people. So that is one of the other characteristics. The second last one is the Church of God are those that are driven by a sense of agency. Again, now, this is where the point we began at matters most, that we are living in the last days. So it's important for us to appreciate the fact that we are living in the last days, because then that will help us to make sure that we have this sense of agency to make sure that we share with other people what is written in God's word. And we also demonstrate through the way we live the love of God with others. And the last part is, the last characteristic is, they are consumed by their God-given mission, which is tied to the previous text. Mm-hmm. Wherever we go in our daily conversations, people might, you know, this other someone said, if, especially amongst guys, if at work or at school, you are a Christian, but they don't call you Mfundis, you must check yourself. Because wherever you go, people must know that this is a believer of Jesus Christ.
Man, you know, our time is almost far spent, but there's something that you mentioned, and I thought it's quite interesting to look at, because according to the Bible, it says those who keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. Doesn't it still say so? I think you did mention that.
Yeah.
And you seem to have made mention that you because you're saying that they should keep all the commandments. Is there a specific reason why you mention all? Well, the scripture says they keep the commandments.
Yeah, so there's a specific reason, and thanks for picking that up, my elder. Is that, you know, coming back to this conversation of denominations, in fact, even a step back, that there are other Christians, for instance, who say we are no longer living under law, but we are living under grace, for instance. And these are Christians. We all identify ourselves as Christians. There are others, for instance, who may maybe believe all nine, but maybe they don't believe the fourth commandment. Or maybe even if they believe in the Sabbath commandment, there is misconception of which is the seventh day, for instance. So that's why it's also very important. And I guess maybe this is could be the reason why. We feel as Seventh-day Adventists that, you know, the Bible is speaking about us. I know there are theologians out there that could maybe prove me otherwise, but that's not the point. The point is that the Bible speaks specifically around the fact that all the commandments need to be kept in order for us then to be identified as the Church of God. There's another piece that speaks about the testimony of Jesus Christ. And the same it's Revelation 19 that speaks about the fact that the testimony of Jesus Christ also is the spirit of prophecy, which is a crucial part for identifying Christ's church as well. So those are the characteristics. And I think it's also important for us to the question that you're asking, my elder, to one then in the question that you asked earlier, who a person would be asking themselves, how do I know that I am part of the church? And again, I think that's another conversation to say, I think us as we are living, we are symbols of the church, right? Because when people see us, they should see Christ, right? And we are members of the body of Christ. So how then do I assess? So it comes back again to making sure that I look at the commandments, and if the denomination I'm part of, or if the way I'm living my life shows that there are certain commandments that I'm not living up to, then it means that I need to take a step back and try then and identify other people who keep all the commandments. But again, it doesn't mean that when I am a Seventh-day Adventist, because somehow, in conversations, it seems as if we feel as Seventh-day Adventists, we have a special place in heaven, whether that's true or not. And my worries,
So, you know, our time is gone, literally a couple of seconds left. So the people in the Seventh-day Adventist Church, they keep all the laws? Commandments?
So that's where I was going.
Okay.
That's where I was going.
All
To
right.
say, by mere fact of association with the denomination does not mean automatic salvation. So again, I like the story of the prodigal son. That's what we call it. To say and that's why I was emphasizing on this piece, that we might be like the son that never left, or we might be the coin that was lost in the house. So that's why we must always make sure that even us individually, as much as we are part of this denomination that is aware and exposed to all the commandments, that we still make it a point to reflect on these characteristics, to say, as much as I'm part of the church, but am I living according to what the Bible says? Hence, the church is not limited to just the denomination or the building, but the characteristics of people who are part of the church of God, how they live their lives is a demonstration whether they are part of God's church or not.
My brother, let us leave it there. Completely out of time. Thank you so much for joining us, and thank you so much. I think we're going to be connecting tomorrow again, same time and same place.
Thank you so much, my elder.
Thank you. Bye.
All right.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.